it's like, I don't use my mind. Obvious. I mean, people are like, well, obviously. Well, obviously, he doesn't use his mind. No, I use my gut.
Instinct, your inner spirit.
I use my instinct. My instinct is infinite. My mind is limited and only an instrument.
My friends, this is Mark Trinidad. I just wanted to let you know, don't drive straight. Take the morning detour. That's right, the morning detour. Because they're the ones that are going to make sure that you get where you have to go and have some quality sounds on your way. Bye! Yeah, summer. Told me got a trip until I'm somewhere. Got a show on Bahama and it's running. Yeah, it's raining, baby, it's about the thunder. Had a drink, we need another because it's summer. Yeah, it's summer, I got hitters in the suburbs. You're so pretty, nice to meet you, what's your number? I'll pop a pill and then we fall into a slumber. And now my hand print on your ass because you sunburn. I got magic on my sleeve like I'm Dumbledore. Little goody two shoes is getting trouble more. And we in a bungalow, the hotel got another floor. Putting towels on the doors because it's summer. Kyle told me, Jaden, get back on your Philly tip. If you ain't popping in the streets and you ain't doing shit. Rainbow diamonds in my teeth, so now I'm flowing with it. And it's switch on Sunday, it's because it's summer. Yeah, it's summer, I got hitters in the suburbs. You're so pretty, nice to meet you, what's your number? I pop a pill and then we fall into a slumber. And now my hand print on your ass because you're sober. So cannonball, hitting roads, always packing different clothes. Super got you dancing in your room, making videos. There you are, saddle red, even when the city's closed. Think I'm about to fall in love with you because it's summer. Tripping, plane switching, when we pull up, it be way different. Lemonade, tinted lenses, we ain't playing with them. When I look up at the sky, I only see the vision. At your mom's house on the grass because it's summer. Yeah, it's summer, I got hitters in the suburbs. You're so pretty, nice to meet you, what's your number? I'll pop a pill and then we fall into a slumber. And now my handprint on your ass because it's summer.
Good morning, Montreal. It's the morning detour. You know how we do things.
Wanna get freaky, yeah. All nasty, yeah. All naughty, yeah. Want your body, yeah. Going stupid, yeah. On a deep, yeah. Baby, yeah. Oh, she wiki, yeah. But she ride it like she a finalist. Though can't limit this. I can get used to this. Though I ain't new to this. Damn, I'm true to this. Girl, what you gon' do for this? We gon' need a room for this. We gon' need a room. You be thinking, your body talking to me and I listen. Go on, tell all your friends why you be missing. Cause I'm always putting you in these positions. I wanna do some real things with a real one. I wanna knock your walls down, then we'll be some. I really need to know what you gon' do for this. If you need proof, we gon' need a wrong.
Yeah. DJ Maddie on the set. Montreal, my city. It's another Friday. We coming off the heat wave. This how we close out the summers.
Through the 305 highway. in my face, so you know what it is. Pedal to the metal, on gas, no way. Girl, I would never get in your way. I'ma shut up and let you drive. Put that thing to the floor, one for the ride.
This morning. It's so crazy, Montreal, my city. You've waited all week for this. This the best morning show in the city. We coming to you live from DG Kicks. He's the leader in urban clothing and streetwear. We're doing big things. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here. Good morning, good morning. Lolo, the calm and the storm. How you doing this morning, Queen? Oh, you feeling froggy this morning?
I'm not feeling froggy, but I'm just saying.
But let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. I don't miss waking up this early anymore. This is going to take some getting used to this morning.
It's hard. I'm tired. My allergies are going crazy.
Hey! Well, we still messed up. We didn't set up DJ Maddie with a...
Oh, a microphone.
Yeah, we didn't set up DJ Maddie with a microphone. It's crazy. Hall of Fame DJ on the ones and twos. This guy's holding the mic. There's no cords on it. It's crazy this morning. We have a lot of things bubbling. In a couple days, COVID passport. Yep. September 1st goes into effect, right?
September 1st.
How you feel about that?
I looked at it. It showed the things we can't do, the things that we cannot do. So it was an interesting list.
Oh, it's going to be so crazy. We have an amazing show. We have two guests. I brought on Brian Hande from the Geektastic Cypher podcast. Since some of us won't be able to go to cinemas and outdoor dining and to the gym, so we'll be doing a lot of Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes. So Brian told us about what hot movies and TV shows we should look forward to.
Okay.
And, of course, I had to bring on the Haitian expert. He's a sociologist. He's an author. We had to talk about Haiti. A lot of Haitians are wary about, the aid relief that's going on. And even more so, international development. Would you ever think that there's corruption in international development?
There's corruption in everything.
This guy's crazy. So we have that as well. How many things do you think is FDA approved?
Probably a lot.
Hold on. Maddie, you can turn up Lola a little bit here. I don't know if I pressed down her thing. You turn her up a little bit here. Let's give her some sauce. Talk a little bit, Lolo.
Okay.
Now we can hear you. Now we situated.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
I want to open up here with some things that's FDA approved before we go into some other stuff. So things that are FDA approved, right? So you have cigarettes, alcohol, vape cigarettes, Red Bull, Twinkies is FDA approved. You have Cheetos, artificial coloring red. You have oils, artificial trans fat. Countless prescription medication that have since been recalled for killing people. Let me tell you what's not FDA approved. You have every and all vitamins. So that multivitamin, that zinc is no bueno. Yo, you also have elderberry syrup. Apparently, that's not FDA approved.
Wow.
You have raw milk, not FDA approved. Tattoo ink, infant formula, shampoo, conditioner, and hair products, hair dye, CBD oil, cannabis. But isn't cannabis coming from the ground? How's cannabis not FDA approved?
I don't know. It's all a game.
We're trying to figure these things out. Oh, boy. Big show on Monday. Monday was Kobe. It would have been the late Kobe Bryant's birthday. He would have been 42. For those that don't know, Kobe Bryant passed away on January 26, 2020 in Calabasas, Los Angeles. Man, it's crazy. I still can't believe Kobe's not here.
And it is weird. Like, seeing it on the day on my timeline, it hits you again that he's not here.
I felt like the worst Kobe fan because I didn't know why everybody was posting Kobe stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm not worried about birthdays. I just want him to be back here, man. Things is going on. Universities are back.
Yep.
Frosh Week. They were out all hours of the night last night.
It
was short shorts and paint everywhere, all over Golden Gate Street.
Every year it's like that. You'll see the universities out.
But it led me to think, You and I, we never did Frost Week, unless you did it and didn't tell me, and that's typically what that may happen.
No, I've never done Frost Week.
I feel like we missed out on something. We should have done
it. Because honestly, when I lived downtown and I would see them, I'm like, maybe that is something that I should have participated in. They look like they're having mad fun.
Don't they? I didn't see many masks, so I guess it's just about the bar crawl.
I don't see that many masks anywhere anyways.
You know that emergency act that we're all under for this vaccine, you know it expires September 16th. Now, some people are saying this is why there's been such a push to get everybody vaccinated. We're going to talk about that later on in the show.
I mean, it could be. A lot of people have been saying that for a long time, so we'll see. But I don't know. I feel like every time they say that they're going to end something, it gets extended.
Someone just hit me up. They're like, oh, Frost Week is for the out-of-towners. That may be true, but I see, you know, I've known people that went to McGill and did Frost Week that first week, you know, before
your
official start, right?
I think it's a big deal still, like, within the city.
Do you feel more mad that we missed out on Frost Week or that we missed out going to University in the States?
Oh, University in the States, for sure.
Look at Maddie, looking at Lorena. She definitely wanted to go to, Atlanta.
I think AT&T. It's so cool. Like, I would still want to go to a homecoming.
Man. You know, it's not too late. I don't know if we'll be able to cross over, but I'm seeing a lot of Americans over the weekend. Last week, I saw a lot of Americans here, you know, especially Maine with the bad driving. These people may be going off. It's crazy. Oh, man, what a morning. What a morning. The Hood Olympics. I've been seeing these videos for 2-3 weeks. You need to explain something to me. Much on my side. No, I'm not the only one. What is up with this crate challenge? So I first saw this video last week, and I saw a young lady on crates, and they're like, oh, she's going to get some money. But I'm like, I didn't get it. Is it hard to be on the crates that high?
Yeah, it is hard. I did see Keisha Shante, the singer. She did it, actually, with the game. There was, like, a crowd of people. And if you were able to do the crate challenge...
Is she dating the game?
I'm not in the girl's business. I don't know. I just wanted to see what was going on. And then the game actually was paying people. So this one guy, I think he did it, or he got really, really far, but he did it backwards. Like, he was turned around.
All around the world, they're calling it the Hood Olympics. My boy Clark, he put up a post on Facebook. He goes, the crate challenge is a great example of how people just love watching other people fail.
Oh, my gosh.
How much money would I need to give you to get you to do the crate challenge?
I would never do that. Never. People have been busting up their head, cuts on their face, lost the tooth. Oh, no.
DJ Maddie, you trying to mess with me? I know we still didn't hook you up on the mic yet. Are you trying to do the crate challenge? I don't know if DJ Maddie could get over 2 crates. Are you hopping over the crate, DJ Maddie? What's going on? You just got to wait there already. Back in his Jamaica days, man. I can't wait to go back to the islands, man. Are you dying to go on a trip? I know a lot of people are dying to go on a trip. Summer's done.
I know. I really miss taking my little carry-on and running through the airport, getting my flight. I miss it.
This is the last week in the summer. How fast is time going? Like, your birthday's in about a week and a half.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I'm excited.
You getting older?
I'm getting older, but I'm excited. I celebrate each year.
For people that don't know, Lorena has the early onset Benjamin Button. She, as she gets older, she still looks like she's retreating, and she's still looking young out here. So your birthday's crazy. We got to figure out what we're going to do for the Morning Detour anniversary. That's coming up in early October as well. In October, we want to do all politics. Everybody around me is saying that they're not informed enough. A lot of people in our age group, you know, if you're in a demographic between 25 and 40, a lot of people are saying they don't feel that they know who to vote for.
Which is normal, because I feel like Canadian politics is a bit different than in the U.S. I feel like in the U.S. they're everywhere. Mm. But, I think there's a lot of different places where you can get the information now. So right. It's just for us to, you know, inform people.
Well, you know, we're going to try our best up here in the Morning Detour in October. We're going to do a whole political run. Me and Lorena might, you know, I might wear a shirt and tie. Lorena might wear a pantsuit. I don't know what's going on. We'll work something out.
I don't know about that.
Also, too, I became a godfather of, you know, I guess, how does it work? Like, it's the second time I'm a godfather. So do I say I'm a godfather of a second child? Like, I'm a godfather twice over?
I guess you could say that.
But I want to ask you this. When I was asked to be a godfather, you know, being the negative person that I am, I asked myself, what if I had said no? Do people refuse these kind of stuff? Are like certain requests from friends and family members, are there things that we could say no to?
I think you should say no if you don't want to do it, because then you're going to be one of those godparents that are never around.
You can't be one of those guys. No, I'm in the building. No, I took on the mantle. If I could be half as good as my godfather, Plumber Joe, we in a good place. Montreal, my city's the morning detour. When we come back, we're going to do news, local, internationally. DJ Maddie and the ones and twos. You know how we do things, the hot place in music. DJ Kicks. DJ Maddie, okay, kick me off, kick me off. You know how I'll do it. You know what? I haven't done some drizzy in a while. If you get ready to go to work, this one's for you. Number the hot blazing hip hop, R&B, and rap. The morning detour coming to you live.
You're a vegan, but you're going ham. Lot of niggas wanna be like me, but you know the difference. You know it's different, baby. Only bang OVO for me. Let me know you're down. Let me know when you're downtown. Ring a ding ding. Let me know if it's a ting. Yeah. Out here with your Brampton things. Fucking all your Pickering things. Oh. She say she wanna come to Toronto. She wanna come to the Six Side. She know that's the best side. Caravana. Soca dancer, Marshall Montana, black red bandana, oh, trip planner. She know who to check when she come around.
Oh boy, that
she
drizzy.
Know who to check.
Oh, that drizzy in the morning. This how you set the mood. She knows this is that morning detour. We in the building.
She know that it's not something to run from now. Oh. I wanna smoke with you. Sit down, have dinner with the folks with you. Touch road, do frings and blow with you. Don't part with a broke boy. I'll do the most with you. Tell me. Since when are y'all grown up? Since when do you know Mona? Since when do you not come home? I heard you got too much on your shoulders. Your mother just called my phone up. Sounds like your party's over. Heard a lot of things, don't joke with me. I know you're down, I know you're still down. Ring a ding ding, let me know if it's a thing. I stay with a downtown ting. Who the real Queen Street King? Oh. She says she wanna come to Toronto. She wanna come to the Six Side. She know what's the best side. Caravana, Calypso dancer, Bajan accent, blue yellow bandana, oh, trip planner. She know who to check when she come around. She know who to check whenever she come in town. She knows what I have to calm her down. She know that it's not something to run from now. Oh, don't run.
Oh, that's how you feeling? That's how you feeling? Montreal, my city. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Good feeling, let's go.
You, this good feeling. You give me this old feeling, babe. Give me this old feeling. Making me be committed. You see me, this shit ain't easy, babe.
What you say? You gotta pull it up. What's feeling so good? You gotta pull it up. If you get ready to go to work, this the best vibe in the morning. The morning detour. We on Friday.
You, this good feeling. You give me this old feeling, babe.
feeling, making me be committed. You see me, this shit ain't easy, baby. Last night was good intentions. Nothing like my last ex, no. You know that bitch was stressing. Got it feel like a good thing.
My city, welcome back to the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchase, alongside Larina PR. She is the calm in the storm. Now it's about the time for us to do some news. A lot of things are going on, Lolo. Quebec tops 600 new COVID-19 cases as hospitalization keeps mounting. So Quebec reported 603 new COVID-19 cases and one additional death Thursdays as infections and hospitalization continue to climb in the province. Have you been seeing it? This is crazy, man.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it in the news. It is crazy that the numbers are going up.
Well, the number of pandemic-related hospitalizations jumped by 9 for a total of 119. This includes 36 patients in intensive care, a rise of 3 compared to the previous day. This thing is getting out of hand. It so is. Health authorities say that of the 20 newly admitted patients in the past day, 18 of them are not vaccinated or had received the first dose less than 2 weeks ago. Now, like, this is the new thing, right? Mm-hmm. So now all the reports now is going to say whether the person is vaccinated or unvaccinated now, opposed to them just being a human being. Oh, this is crazy. So the immunization rollout saw another 32,999 shots of the vaccine administered, including 31,638 in the past day. More than 12.1 million doses have been doled out in Quebec to date.
That's a lot. That really is a lot.
So the latest screening information shows 19,796 tests were given Tuesday. Over the course of the pandemic, Quebec has seen a total of 386,618 cases and 11,285 deaths. The number of recoveries reached 371,164 Thursday. We going up and down with this. We going up and down with this, Lola. It's so crazy. So how should employers mandate COVID-19 vaccines? Persuade instead of punish? What do you land on this? And I'll tell you what the experts are saying.
Well, I feel you shouldn't punish somebody because I feel like, again, it is their choice. But I know we're going to hear some crazy stories soon between employees and employers.
Well, you know, it's going to go there. So as COVID-19 vaccine mandates become a political issue, experts are urging companies who are already introducing such policies to use incentives and compassion before resorting to termination. Compassion. These companies don't care about the little employer, which open up legal can of worms. So already many of Canada's major banks and some top employers like Air Canada are following the lead of the federal government, which announced earlier this month that federal employees must fully be vaccinated before returning to their workplaces. Everybody's getting it.
It's crazy.
People crying, people losing their jobs. Different times. We should all have gone to Mexico with our friend.
Honestly,
we could have built a treehouse community. We could have reached out and touched someone.
Well, you're on your own with the treehouse. I'll be in a regular house. But yeah.
It sounds like you're afraid of heights a little bit.
I'm not afraid of heights.
So I don't know if this guy is your friend. Although Liberal leader Justin Trudeau has warned of consequences for those who don't comply with such mandates other than for medical or religious reasons, experts and unions say the soft approach may prove to be more effective. Now, when we talk about approaches, when we look at Canada, I think they should create a distinction between the rest of Canada and Quebec. Cause I think we're a little bit more rebellious.
And our rules are always different.
So Peter A. Allard, a lecturer at the School of Law. He says, I think most legal analysts are saying use the carrot and save the stick for later and try to use as many incentives as possible, said Roberto Russo, a labor and employment law expert and a lecturer at the University of British Columbia. The carrot, the stick, what do you want? Do you think incentives should be the way to go, or should we really force the hand here?
I don't think anybody should be forced. But what is the incentive? That's the question.
No, we're going to get to some event. Well, I'm going to talk about the lottery in a little bit, the COVID lottery, because I don't think we've ever listed all the amazing things you could win from the COVID vaccination lottery. So companies that have announced vaccine mandates appear to be following this approach, Russo noted, by dangling the prospect of daily COVID-19 tests and mandatory masking as measures employees can avoid simply by getting vaccinated. You know what? Give me the test every day. Give me the spit test every day. I have no problem with that. I'll take that over the vaccine any day. That's me personally. Some employers in the United States are getting even more creative. Delta Airlines, which announced its mandate on Wednesday, warned that it will raise health insurance premiums for unvaccinated employees by $200 a month to cover COVID-19-related hospital costs. So hold on. They're going to raise the insurance thing in... Oh, yeah, because they don't have universal health care like us. So
it's already expensive.
So the employer is paying for that. That's got to suck in the States. Oh, but you know what? If you don't like the vaccine... We might have another option for you. The race to develop a COVID vaccine in nasal spray form. So Thailand announced it will begin testing nasal sprays. Canada and a number of other countries are also looking to develop a similar vaccine. Two different COVID-19 vaccines administered through nasal spray will start human trials in Thailand before the end of the year. The Thai government announced this week other countries are also racing to develop a nasal spray to help prevent and treat COVID-19, including Canada. How do you like dumb apple?
A nasal spray, that's interesting.
Well, you know, it makes sense if the thing is coming through your nose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're wearing a mask to protect the nose. If it's like a respiratory thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you're looking at me like it's a ghetto Dristan or something. Like, Dristan would be expensive for Jean-Coutu. Like, you're like, I don't know. Well, experts say nasal spray vaccines could be an effective approach against COVID because the virus typically enters the body through the nasal passage. So given that COVID is a respiratory virus, I was just saying that, having an antibody response in the nose is probably a better model than typical vaccines.
Well, Dr. Thomas, are you okay with having the nasal vaccine?
No, Dr. Thomas is my uncle that passed away, but shout out to him, man. But why didn't we think about this before, the nasal spray? Like, why was the vaccine the first go-to? Like,
I think because they had a limited amount of time, I guess, to make it up. So there was no time for creativity.
So the Thai vaccines, which have been successful in trials on mice, will begin human trials once they've been approved by the Food and Drug Authority. Is that the FDA again? There we go. Again. That's why I did that joint in the beginning. See, I'm just connecting the dots. Other countries, including Canada, are looking into developing nasal spray vaccine for COVID as well. Although efforts are still in early stages, drug companies in Canada, the U.S., the U.K., India, and China are all looking into non-injectable COVID vaccines. Nasal spray vaccines would be easier to manufacture and much cheaper to sell. See,
okay.
you see, I started getting nervous when I hear these kind of words like cheap and stuff like that. When you're talking about vaccines and cures and that, I get a little scared. Then the mRNA vaccine produced by Pfizer and Moderna. That means the spray could be beneficial to countries with emerging economies, many of which have a very low vaccination rates. I don't know, man. I'm concerned with Larina, man. I'm concerned. Larina look convinced by this thing right here.
No, I'm not convinced. I'm just...
Well, I'm sticking with COVID a little bit. You can now download Quebec's vaccine passport app, VaxiCode. On August 25th, the government launched an app, VaxiCode, where Quebecers can now store their proof of vaccination QR code and present it to businesses and events that require it. So, okay, so that's what the app is called, VaxiCode, huh?
Yep.
Also, the app is available on App Store for iPhone users and will be available on Google Play in the coming days. If you've ever downloaded an app, you know how to do this. You get the app, you know, you type it in the searches and you get that thing going. So once downloaded, VaxiCode will ask you to add your proof of vaccination, either by scanning the QR code that you might already have in your email or by manually entering your information through Quebec service portal. So, yo, we're really doing this.
Yeah, it's starting.
This is really happening.
Yeah.
It's going to be a passport. You remember when we were kids? I don't know if you remember. We used to have these little vaccination carnet.
Yeah.
I never thought it would come to this.
No one did.
I never thought it would come to this.
I thought about that the other day. Like, in 2019, nobody thought the following year the world would be like this.
No, but hold on. Let me put this. I saw a picture of a lady posting a newspaper clipping from the Sovereign Independent. And it said, depopulation through forced vaccination, the zero carbon solution. This is about 11 years ago.
I feel like conspiracy theorists have been saying things like this like for years.
Could Quebec's vaccine passport expose your personal info? People are scared of the QR code might access data on your phone.
They have Facebook.
Well, there you go. I don't need to read this. So experts say risk is low, but QR codes can be easily read by third-party apps. So it can be read. But Patrick Mathieu says creating an app that can read the contents of Quebec's digital vaccine passport isn't that hard to do. So the co-founder of Hackfest, an annual hack event in Quebec City, says two of its members built an app that could access a person's name, date of birth, and vaccination status by scanning the QR code provided to Quebecers by the health ministry. Okay. Oh, so they figured out the code yet. So now there's going to it's going to be like the Opus. There's going to be fake bus passes, just like fake COVID passports.
Yeah, but then there's going to be the same thing, like how the police come on the bus to check your pass and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to do the same thing in the establishments.
Well, starting September 1st, Quebecers will have to show proof of vaccination to access certain non-essential activities. Businesses will have to access to a free app from the government that simply tells the user whether or not the customer is adequately vaccinated. Look at that joint right there. You may or not be allowed to get it popped. That's crazy. Like, we're really, I'm shocked. Like, I got goosebumps. This is happening in about 3 days. But Matcher says a less scrupulous business owner or employee could build or purchase a third-party app that instead saves their data, which also includes where a customer received their vaccine and if they have contracted COVID-19. So I don't know if you want to have all your business out there. So I guess we have to be careful what business we go to.
I mean, I guess so, but I feel like that's everywhere. Like, everything that we have, they collect information. Like, even all those points cards, the loyalty cards that you have for the stores, that all collects the information.
Well, the government says the QR code is safe. They said they've tested it. They've invested millions of dollars into this vaccine code thing. So I guess we shall see.
Yeah.
We shall see a little. Okay, let's get into some prizes here a little bit. Quebec just added iPhone 12 to vaccine lottery prizes. So, in the September 3 draw, all Quebecers with two vaccine doses who have registered for the vaccine lottery have a chance to win one of 25 iPhone 12s, courtesy of Fizz Mobile. Shout out to Fizz Mobile, I guess.
I had never heard of Fizz Mobile.
I've never heard of Fizz Mobile either.
Okay.
So this prize is in addition to the already impressive list of prizes that you can win in the vaccine lottery. At this point, you probably know about the huge cash prizes, but you did not know about these other things that you also can win. So, Lorena, let me go through a couple of other beautiful things you can win in what they call this, the vaccine lottery. Low-key, this is the Hunger Games. This is a simulation. This is the Hunger Games.
Pretty much.
So you can also win a 90-minute flight for the winner and 6 guests on a world-class Bombardier business jet. That's a big prize. It's only a 90-minute flight. I thought it was like a 6-day weekend. Okay, that's not that impressive. One all-inclusive 7-night package for 2 at Sandals Cancun Lifestyle Resort Cancun, including return flights in economy class offered by Air Canada. How you like that?
I mean, that's good.
I mean, a lot of singular numbers, like 1, 9, like where's the extended period? 1 travel voucher for 2 people for a round trip flight in business class to any destination served by Air Canada. 1 travel voucher for 2 people for a round trip flight. How does that work? Okay, so 2 people get to travel on that 1 voucher.
Except instead of saying you go to Cancun, you go to other destinations as long as it's by Air Canada.
Well, you also have 10 travel vouchers for 2 people for a round trip flight in economy. Look at that. Looking to fly economy? A little prize here. To any destination in Canada served by Air Canada. 3 prizes of 100,000 Aeroplan bonus points. I don't like that.
No,
we don't want that. It sounds like a lot, but it really isn't.
Trust me, I worked at a place where we had loyalty, and those points are nothing.
So how about 5 Aeroplan program memberships with a 50K status? How you like that one?
I mean...
Oh, they also have 1 unlimited water circuit package at Bota Bota for 1 year with 1 massage per month.
That's not bad.
Okay. This COVID vaccine lottery starting to look up here. 1 Sea-Doo Trix Watercraft. Even though we have winner for about 5 to 6 months here. Okay.
That wouldn't be for me.
4 prizes for Explore Quebec on the road package. I don't know what the hell that is.
I guess, do they give you a car?
No, that sounds like an en route thing. I don't know. When I hear it, I think about driving to Toronto on a 401. I don't know all that's about. It's crazy. So how you like those prizes, Lorena?
I mean, I feel like they could do better.
I don't know, it's looking kind of shaky. Yeah. Looking kind of shaky. So no criminal charges to be laid against CHSLD Heron over COVID-19 deaths. We had talked about that earlier last year. So no criminal charges will be laid against residents Heron in Dorval, Quebec, in connection with the deaths of more than 40 seniors during the first wave of COVID-19 pandemic. That was a really sad thing.
Yeah, it was.
So Quebec's Director of Criminal and Penal Prosecution, the DPCP, nice little acronym right there, released its decision Thursday following what it described as an exhaustive review of the case of the long-term care home ravaged by the health crisis. So the evidence does not meet the requirements to file criminal charges, according to Quebec's Crown Prosecutor's Office. In a statement, it said it focused on evidence gathered during an investigation by Montreal Police, as well as certain additional investigations and medical expertise. The DPCP says its decision to delay criminal charges in no way trivializes the tragic events unfolded at the nursing home where 47 people died during COVID-19 outbreaks in spring 2020. How do you feel about that? They said, you know, they looked at it, couldn't find no evidence. 47 is a lot of people to die one shot.
It is. It is. I don't know what they're going to do, because I don't know. I feel that's crazy, especially for the families that had to experience that loss.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Trudeau a little bit. Here's a new bank tax promise. I don't know if we're really feeling Trudeau. Now he's really going to ruffle the feathers of the major companies. So Liberal leader Justin Trudeau's election promise to increase taxes on big banks and insurance companies to help pay for the COVID-19 recovery received failing grades from a number of experts. I told you they're going to get the CERB money back somehow.
Definitely.
I'm very happy that they're going after insurance companies, because if you've ever worked anywhere and you've had insurance, if you don't use the insurance, they just keep the money.
Well, yeah.
I don't like how that system is set up. Why is it this way?
I don't know, but that's just how it is.
If you have an employer and you're paying insurance, just call your insurance insurer and just ask them, if I don't use my dental plan, what happens to the money? And listen to the crickets on the line, because I did it. I've done it before. So on Wednesday, Trudeau pledged to raise the corporate tax rate on large banks and insurance companies by 3 percentage points to 18% from 15% on earnings over $1 billion. A re-elected Liberal government would also establish a Canada Recovery Dividend meant to help fund the next 4 years of Canada's recovery. The proposal, which the party estimates will raise $2.5 billion per year, comes as Canada's biggest bank posted soaring profit growth. So, you know, the banks just came out. You know, RBC, TD, BMO, and CIBC all beat analysts' expectations with double-digit quarterly earnings this week, marking a sharp bounce back from the earlier days of the pandemic. So are we excited that the banks are doing well?
I feel like the banks are always doing well.
There's always money in them.
Always.
So, but a tax increase aimed narrowly at Canada's financial behemoths would likely hurt consumers, investors, small businesses, and employee wages at the affected institutions, while raising little revenue, several economists and taxation experts say. Well, you know, the carrot and the stick at this point. Well, we're going to pay for that. Because if the billionaires got to pay more, it's not going to come from their pockets. It's going to come from our pockets. So who's Trudeau really hurting?
The people that are going to be voting for him.
Well, re-election time indeed. So NBA franchise would be more viable than new Expos, Valerama Holness says. How do you feel about that? So the new Montreal mayoral candidate pledged to focus efforts on luring an NBA franchise to the city if he wins the November 7th election. So mayoral candidate Valerama Holness pledged Saturday to focus some of his administration efforts on luring a National Basketball Association franchise to the city instead of a Major League Baseball team if he wins the November 7th municipal election. How do you like that? An NBA team here? I don't know how that going to work.
I don't know. I think it would be exciting, though.
Yeah, it would be exciting. We to get LeBron and those guys scared, get the Nets to come up here, too. I don't know. When we talked about this last year, I don't know where we're going to put the stadium. Because the traffic's going to, like, you would think they would put this in the Bell Center, right?
You would think that, but I don't know.
So attracting the NBA franchise is a sports economy, business, and tourism initiative. It's a smart business decision, Holness said in a lunchtime interview as he prepared to work up a sweat in a 5-on-5 basketball tournament in Little Burgundy. So look at that, man. He's out there, Mayo of Canada, Balarama Holness. Valerie Plante has to get out there and get on some 5-on-5, too. You want to see her? We always just see her dancing. That's what we always hear doing that.
That's her thing.
Montreal, my city. That's all I have for the news. It's the Morning Detour. Coming up next, man, we have a great interview. Frédéric Boisron's in the building. We're talking about Haiti. We're talking about the relief. We're talking about the aid. It's going down. It's the Morning Detour. This is the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
making me be committed. You see me, this ain't easy, baby. Last night was good intentions. Nothing like my last ex, no. You know that it was stressing. Girl, this feels like a good thing.
Yes, 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 that new division. Oh. That new fire, the memories, baby, let's go.
Porque despierta una pesadilla y fuiste mi cuarto nivel. Mis labios con sabor a miel. Tu olor la copa, perfume Chanel. Pa' siempre te quedaste tatuado en mi piel. Beat,
so it's not nice. Her daddy was a mariachi. My mama worked in a club.
They seen us together, they started dating. I hit it early in the morning, wake the neighbors. I used to worry about whether or not you stay loyal to a nigga. I remember back when we met, you was with another nigga. You insist every time it's you and me now. Don't let me find out, I'm just a rebound, oh yeah.
I see you from a far girl. Don't think we'll ever meet. Drawn in by your story. And we at the edge of my seat. When you fall in love with somebody that you don't know, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you don't know. Oh, 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 oh. Guess this is what happens when you fall in love.
Montreal, my city, you are now locked into the morning detour. We own Fridays, every Friday from 7 to 9 on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Legends live here, DJ Maddie, on the ones and twos, the guardians of the galaxy.
Baby, my masterpiece, baby. When I'm in pieces, baby, you give me peace of mind. You tell me we'll be fine. You always get me right when it's all your mind.
You know we gotta play that Canadian content this morning. Oh boy, the Beavis in the building. Nothing but the vibes. Moon Chaser, Maddie, Lolo.
My Mona Lisa, baby. My masterpiece, baby. When I'm in pieces, baby, you give me peace of mind. You tell me we'll be fine. You always get me right when it's dark. You're my light. Baby, that's why I need you on the regular. And if it wasn't, you know it would never work. Got me going on my way to show you what you're worth.
I almost lost my mind, medication. 5 stars for participation. It's a COVID operation. I'll be here, this way you stationed. I lost my body. By that time, you already banged it. She armed and dangerous. That long hair got me tangled up. You are my Topanga. Stood your ground even when they aimed at us. Giving through all of that pain, none of it was in vain. And on
kid, girl. You know I've been in love with you since the beginning, girl. Talking out of tone to me, gotta be kidding, girl. Need you all alone with me, gotta be committed, yeah.
Girl, I need to see your face.
Hit the gas to win the race. 30 pounds of loaded bass.
Moving, babe, I love the chase.
Do your dirt, I keep the taste. Pop that shit and make me wait. Shot it like the
DJ, it's Matty Phillip.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
On Friday, this Friday, we had to get deep. You know, it's a little bit over 10 days ago. We had the earthquake in Haiti. And since then, a lot of people have died. A lot of families have been displaced. The tagline now, based on USA Today yesterday, was hungry and thirsty. Survivors are hungry and thirsty right now. So I said, you know what, this morning, let me bring on my expert. Let me bring on my guy, Mr. Frédéric Boiron. If you don't know, he's a sociologist. He holds an MBA. His firm, Solutions Feedback Active, provides services in terms of governance management, restructuring, mentoring, strategic planning. He's the ultimate organizer. When countries need things to get lined up, they call in Mr. Boiron. He's worked in Haiti, China, USA, Spain, Nicaragua, just to name a few. This morning on More in Detail, I'd like to welcome once again Mr. Frédéric Boiron.
Bonjour. How are you today?
How you doing, sir? Hey, listen, we've been better. Over 10 days ago, I think it was a Sunday, Haiti was hit with a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. A couple of days later, they had a tropical storm. I'm looking at this thing. A month ago, you and I spoke. The president of Haiti was shot. And it led me to think, Mr. Boiron, is Haiti cursed at some point? How much, you know, I don't want to take the situation in jest, but I'm just saying to myself, how much more can a people take? I know Black people are strong. I know Black people are resilient. But come on. Come on. This is a lot. Bro, what was your reaction upon hearing about the earthquake in Haiti? No, even though you've worked in Haiti, so you have a close relationship. And you and I were both Haitian as well. What was your reaction upon hearing about the earthquake?
Well, you know, when the earthquake happened in 2010, mm-hmm. Mr. Claude Prepetit, who is the seismologist in Haiti, the top-notch seismologist in Haiti, he said, this is not the one we were expecting. And when that one happened, mm-hmm. he said again, we knew this was going to come, but right. this is not the only one. There will be more. Mm-hmm. So this is something that seismologists know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the problem with earthquake compared to storms or mm-hmm. stuff like that is that you can't put a timeline on it. You just can't say it's going to happen next year.
Okay.
What you can observe is how the situation is evolving on the ground, and then you can try to predict a very, very large timeline. And one of the things that Mr. Claude Prepetit said, he said the earthquake that happened in 2010 has already put some charges on the other other places in underground where he predict these things were going to happen. So one earthquake charged the other one. What he is saying right now is the earthquake that happened in the south is the magnitude of 7. The next one that he is expecting is going to happen in the north of the country because they're all linked. It's going to happen in the north of the country. Okay. And in the north of the country, it should hit a magnitude of 8. What he also said, is an earthquake of a magnitude of 6 is the equivalent of an atomic bomb. And when you reach a level of 7, it's 32 times the magnitude of the level 6. And when you reach the level 8, it's 32 times the level of 7.
Okay, hold on, Mr. Waller. Because people got to wrap their head around that. So you were saying that at magnitude 6 for an earthquake is like an atomic bomb, right? Good. He was just hit with a seven one. So that's already like, oh my God, exponentially more than the 6.
And that's 32 times. 32 times the level 6. 32 times. 32 atomic bomb.
That will shake everything. And now you're saying the north is expected to get one in 8 because basically all of these kind of things are, you know, for those that don't know, earthquakes are basically like these little, basically little cracks under the earth, and they all kind of just pile upon each other one after the other. So now we're expecting an 8 in the north. This is going to rip the country apart.
Will be 32 times what we had in the south. Now, I want to tell you something about what happened in the south because this is what I was born in Campérin, which is the city that was hit by the earthquake. What really killed the people is not houses falling down. Mm. Mountains have fell down.
Damn.
Okay? Mountains have fell down. You know, the lucky thing is it happened on a Saturday morning at 8:30. Mm. Thank God that was not a school day.
Yeah.
The thing is, this is a day where people go for agriculture, they go to their gardens and stuff like this. And what happened is the mountains fell on them. That's what happened in the south of Haiti. So now, try to imagine an earthquake where not houses are shaking to fall.
But mountains are falling on
mountains.
Haiti has some beautiful mountains as well.
There you go. So when he said that it's 32 times an atomic bomb, only an atomic bomb can bring mountains down. Just imagine the force of what happened in that area. Also, what we saw is those mountains fell one on each other, and they blocked not only the roads for people to bring help, but also that's why people are starving right now.
Mm.
But also they blocked the rivers. So there was no water in the cities.
Damn.
Rivers were blocked because the mountain came down. And now the water got, stuck behind the thing. And now the water is coming down.
Yeah, it's going to flood because they built like a natural dam with the mountain blocking the road of the river.
There you go. And we're talking about floods right now. So the country is not cursed. We all knew that.
Yeah.
And it's been, those information were known for about 100 years.
Yeah.
The earthquake that we have, there was an earthquake in Haiti 120 years ago.
Mm.
And it's only the same things that are going on, but we just can't predict when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Even for storms, you can't predict the storm is going to happen before maybe 4 or 5 days prior to it.
Mm.
You know, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
What we see in Haiti right now is we know when the storm seasons come up, we're going to be impacted, but sometimes we're not. So, yes, there are some stuff to do, like building shelters and stuff like this. This is very important to work on this. But the country is not cursed. The country is situated in a spot where...
Yeah, a lot of ecological natural disasters. See, that's why I brought you on, because you're a professional and you could better advise my verbiage a little bit. The Guardian wrote a piece the other day, and they were talking about So Haiti was struck with an earthquake on August 14. More than 2,200 deaths have been recorded thus far, while at least 30,000 families have had to abandon their homes. And Mr. Bahon just explained why. Many were sleeping on streets when Tropical Storm Grace struck 2 days later, bringing high winds and pelting rain. But despite the hardship, many Haitians are wary of the massive international aid response that is underway. Now, the last time Haiti received a lot of aid was 2016, then we have another 2010. It seemed like it didn't go the way it should have gone. And now, after this earthquake and after Tropical Storm Grace, now many Haitians that are on the ground in Haiti are telling their families, don't send it through different AIDS groups, send it directly to me. So I just want to get your take on that a little bit, Mr. Bahon, this morning.
I just published an article that is something that I pull out of my book because of my last book, because I think this is very important that I pull things out. And what I can tell you is the money that you send to Red Cross, Médecins Sans Frontières, and stuff like this, this money is going to be spent in the Canadian economy. It's not going to be spent in Haiti. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're going to bring help, but that kind of help is not going to... It's not what we call in French, structurant. It's going to help for a certain period of time, but it's not going to help the country to come out of this situation. So let's keep that in mind. The article I wrote is about shelters that were built for Haiti after 2010. Yeah. And those shelters were built in Montmagny, Quebec. Mm. And they were transported in Haiti.
Yeah,
and they paid the people over there $5 a day to put it together
to build it up.
Out of the $27 million that was spent on that project, 70% of the money was spent in Montmagny, Quebec, and only 30% of the money was spent in Haiti. So just and those cabins were made. And they were built with a very, very specific technical requirement by the Red Cross. And they said those cabins should not last more than 5 years. Why? This is the question I've been asking myself. Yeah. Why? Because this is a business. This is a business.
Yeah.
International development is a business. So you make things that don't last enough. It's the same thing when you buy a new car. It's not going to last.
Yeah, or a new phone, because they want you to invest the money and spend for the brand new phone. But I was thinking to myself, I can't believe that this happens in international aid as well. Do you think that it's a benevolent kind of gesture that, you know what, I want to help people in other countries. I want to help a country after a disaster. I didn't know that there's still a high level of capitalism going on there. Like, how could you only build shelters to only last 5 years?
Well, this is you might tend to believe that people who work with those organizations are very, very, very benevolent.
They are good people.
That's no problem. But this is an industry. Mm. The international development is an industry, and there's a lot of money in it. And if you read my books, you're going to learn about a group of entrepreneurs in the United States that they call the Beltway Bandits. The Beltway Bandits are a bunch of huge organizations. One of them is Chemonix International.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is trying to push the NGOs out of that industry. And they want that money. In 2010, the NGOs in Haiti received 53% of the aid from the U.S.
Right.
In 2013, 3 years later, the Beltway Bandits received 50% of that aid. So the money is shifting from NGOs to private corporations.
To private corporations. But let me ask you this. Is there no governing bodies that oversees the aid and the funding and all that? Is that the United Nations? Does that fall under the purview of the United Nations? Or is that determined by a country-by-country case?
Country-by-country case. And on top of that, what you need to know, sometime at one point, the CEDA, AGZI, was they closed AGZI. They switched it under international commerce.
Right.
The Ministry of International.